Yeah, well, that's pretty good. Sometimes you buy stuff like that and they leave you to figure it out. I know I don't have any way of hauling a camper. This little car I have could probably pull something really small, but nothing too significant. But I've thought about getting one and using it like for a ham shack or something, or taking it to field day or different things like that.
Okay, just a small one?
Yeah, something that has reliable AC for the summer and heat for the winter. I wouldn't use it in the dead of winter, obviously, because the stuff might freeze up and all that, but yeah, just be kind of fun to have a little somewhat mobile ham shack.
Yeah, the dentist has got one of them, don't he?
Yeah, he does. He had it out at the field day the other week. You might have seen it, looked in there.
Yeah, Roger, I did. Yeah, I seen him in his trailer. But he was using that one really just for, I didn't get a good look in there. I don't know, is there, he got a bunch of radios around? I did see stuff on the floor and stuff, so, I really didn't look that seriously. But we used to have a guy, well, the club down in Genesee County, some guy had a trailer, and that's what he used as a little camper like that. He had it all set up inside.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy something like that. But the one Dennis had had a few radios installed, had a computer, I don't even remember. I think it might have had a couch in there or something. Got a workbench, that kind of thing. So, it's pretty handy. I think he mentioned that he's thinking about maybe kind of renovating it and doing something else, you know, redesigning the inside of it. But something like that would be kind of cool to have.
Yeah, now you mention it, I think I remember seeing him sitting on a couch in there.